JAMA Audiobooks presents The Spice Box Letters by Eve Mackis, narrated by Louise Barrett and Leighton Pugh.
Chapter 1. Mariam, Eastern Turkey, 1915. Baba drove the carriage at speed, guiding the dapple-grey Arabian through a labyrinth of cobbled streets. The carriage juddered as it struck jagged stones, barbed vibrations stealing up through my backbone. On the street, merchants advertised their wares in a throaty hum or sucked on water pipes in the entrances of open-fronted stores brimming with spices, homespun silks, leather goods, copper pans and aphrodisiacs. There was no hint of danger on the street, no warning of the calamity to come. The silvery crow of a distant cock rang out over the red-tiled rooftops, over domes and minarets, and the snow-capped summit that dwarfed the city. Scarfed women in cotton shawls chatted beneath stone lintels. A stray dog suckled her young. The morning air was scented with the ancient odour of incense, burnt sugar and the fruity smoke of shishas. A row of silver charms inlaid with blue enamel hung from a doorway. Amulets, just like the one I always carried in my pocket to protect me from the evil eye. It felt good to be out of the house, immersed in the hubbub of the market. Our world was a dangerous place, my father warned, and he was not alone in voicing his fears. Dire predictions resounded in every Armenian backyard and coffeehouse. The carriage overtook mules transporting kindling and baskets loaded with melons, pumpkins, and burgundy figs. Flies hovered at the window of the carriage, straying from the skinny carcass hanging from the butcher's awning. A bell tinkled in the near distance, and Baba stopped to let the pastry man cross, his wooden cart laden with diamonds of baklava and gleaming pastry coats. I shouted over the murmur of the market, "Baba, stop! I want a pastry!" The salivating scent of syrup and rose water wafted through the carriage. Baba clicked his tongue, setting the dapple grey in motion. The pastry seller's rhythmic call of paklava faded while a man's angry rhetoric echoed through the street. A crowd had gathered up ahead. People shifted to let the buggy pass into the heart of a drama. The Armenian baker, Kalfayan, stood outside his shop before the city's Turkish commandant and several police officers, shouting at the top of his voice, his jowly face quivering with rage. "I've done nothing wrong. The allegations are false. I did not poison the bread for the barracks." The trays in the window of his shop had been upturned, and an array of dimpled loaves.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?